right, Monday night, and we are live. There we go. Hope everybody be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, let me hop right to the chat there. Now that my voice came back. Dane Al 59 is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. There's a new one for me. Spaz 64 is on. Mike McGoin is on. Hans Lugdonov is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Le Picket Fence is on. Dave Souders is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. D9597 is on. Daniel Armstrong Wreck is on. Kep Guy 1 is on. Hark Marvy is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Waterline 46 is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Aphrodites is on. Aura in the Court is on. Swethy is on. Coco Dominki is on. Veronica 18201 is on. U.S. Abbey Girl is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Jim Kohler is on. Confederate One is on. The one and only Salty Gonads is on. Why Not Me is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Moto WNJBH is on. Dead Plant is on. Hens Like Donovan is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Conservative Waffles on. App Seeks Truth is on. Peg McGroin is on. McGroin Nation is present with us. Confederate One is on. Stephan Toms is on. Those Jesus People is on. Hot Shot Insights is on. DC941 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Grididum is on. Let me see anybody I missed here. Looking down here. Clean Sanchez is on. Just got that. Leon Fisher. Clean Sanchez, you got the first laugh of the night. Good job. Leon Fishpuppy is on. If you don't know what we're talking about, look it up. Q13013 is on. Sexy Pony is on. Granite 2468 is on. Oh, gosh. Hassle-free TV. Stop laughing, Brett. Hassle-free TV is on. Mama V is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. So let's hop right to this now. I know that we're on the eve, and happy election eve, everybody. Happy Donald Trump being the 47th president of the United States eve to everybody tonight. We're rolling. Now, I know that we're going to get to that stuff. I'm going to get to polls, election fraud, everything. But I got to start off with Peanut. I got to do it. And I know everybody's probably already seen all this stuff. But again, I have to make sure people see it. The title of the show is Why President Trump Must Be President. No, it sounds redundant, but to me, he should be and is really the legitimate president of the United States, why he must be now the president again. And this is an example, and I'm dead to the wall serious about this. What happened with Peanut, the squirrel, Fred, the raccoon, and you're like, well, Tom, you're an animal softie. For sure, absolutely an animal softie. Brought many animals, throughout my law enforcement career and just as a civilian, brought many animals to the local animal refuge for them to be saved from various injuries and things my cat has done to things and whatever. My own dog attacked a squirrel a couple months ago, pulled the squirrel's tail off and all this. I mean, I just broke my heart. But anyway, it's a big deal because you have government raiding somebody's house for a squirrel and a raccoon because some Karen, whose name is actually Karen, by the way, because some Karen made a complaint. The complaint, now I checked, if some of you know, send it to me on the chat. I don't mean what you heard, I mean what you know of what her actual complaint was, or a rumor that it was a bite or something, I don't know. But anyway, I haven't read any of that on social media on any reliable sites of what her complaint actually was. But as Glenn Beck said in the pregame, we don't have a government that will raid a house because they are housing illegal border invaders, illegal border rapists, border illegal migrant rapists, illegal migrant murderers, 425,000 convicted criminals have been allowed across the border under Kamala Harris, 16,000 rapists, 13,000 murderers convicted when they're at the border. In their prior countries, were allowed across the border. We're not raiding any homes for those people at all. And then the only time there actually ends up being a raid is when a rapist who already is a convicted rapist or rapist in their prior country or an illegal alien rapes one of our citizens, and then there's no ICE detainer, and so he's let out, and then he rapes again. Then at that point, now he's already probably raped in his own country, rapes an American citizen here and is not detained by ICE, or the detainer is not honored by the local jurisdiction, and then they're released again, and then they finally rape again. Then finally, at that point, after 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rapes, Then finally, there might be a raid on his house, but we have a full-fledged raid. And by the way, the raid was five hours long for a squirrel.
Wow.
5 hours, law enforcement, state law enforcement was in this man's house to look for Peanut the Squirrel. And listen, Peanut the Squirrel, and I'm not saying this at all to be funny. If anybody is pulling any humor out of this, it's wrong. You know, it's absolutely wrong. You know, Clean Sanchez, that's funny. That's funny. This right here, this is not funny. Okay, I'm absolutely serious here. It's funny because it can elicit some sort of humorous response because the squirrels, and you're like, Tom, it's election eve. Get to the polls. This is about the polls. This is about the election. This is why Donald Trump must be president. It illustrates it. And by the way, you know what? We oftentimes feel far more pity for animals than we do our own citizens and our own co-humans. So this is actually something very good to illustrate why Donald Trump must be president. Because if you go state by state, this would never happen in Florida. You're not going to have a house raided in Florida because you have the parallel to Donald Trump here in Florida. It's Ron DeSantis. Because Ron DeSantis essentially governs, although they have their differences. But, they have differences as men, but not in governance. They really govern exactly the same, him and DeSantis. You would never have a home raided in the state of Florida for a raccoon named Fred and a squirrel named Peanut. And Peanut is, in all actuality, has millions of followers, an international superstar. So to actually have the cojones, to have the chutzpah, to have the audacity, when you are the state of New York underneath communist rule, Kathy Hochul, underneath communist rule, AG Letitia James, and we've seen how communist they are via their persecution, via prosecution of Donald Trump, but you actually have the audacity to go and execute an international, really, social media star. And by the way, Peanut was used and Fred was used to raise money for this animal rescue. He's got horses out there. He's got all kinds of animals out there that he's rescuing. And he uses the squirrel and uses the raccoon to raise money to rescue animals and to save animals and to get medical care and healing to these animals. And if you're an animal nut like me, and I am an animal nut, I mean, listen, I guarantee you tonight, if I hit a raccoon on the way home and he's injured, I'm going to scoop him up and take him to the shelter. So, I mean, it's unbelievable that Kathy Hochul in the state of New York will not raid the home of an illegal alien rapist, or even just, you know, if there's illegals living in a home, you should be raiding it. They're here illegally, but that they won't be raided. They're dealing drugs. That won't be raided. They're dealing in fentanyl. That won't be raided. But Peanut's house is raided? For what? For what? And this is why Donald Trump must be president, because if they'll do this to these people for a squirrel, what will they do for you and I? If all the justification they need is some Karen's convoluted, the only thing that I could find was that she made a report about the squirrel and about the raccoon. If they're going to raid somebody's home to get these animals out and euthanize, they're both dead. They killed these animals. Why? At least, why wouldn't you release them? Why wouldn't you release them into the wild? I mean, why would you not release them? I mean, you can quarantine them. They're like, well, you have to kill them to test them for rabies. You can quarantine them, and if they don't develop rabies, you can let them go. But anyway, so they kill these animals. If they will do this to these people who are doing nothing wrong and breaking no real laws, there may be some convoluted law about you can't have wild animals in your home. Well, you know what? I had a wild pig for 3 years in my house. A feral hog lived in my house. Her name was Miss Piggy. I had her in my house for them. It was violating the law. As a cop, I was doing it. And you know what? If it violates the law for me to have chickens, I'm having chickens. And they can just go pound sand, because you're like, well, Tom, Romans 13. Romans 13, we don't have a ruling authority. We have a constitution. And you know what? There might be some convoluted local ordinance that says I can't have this or I can't have that. And I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to sin. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to, if the cops come and say, do you have this? I'm going to tell them the truth. But the thing is, there comes a certain time where there needs to be civil disobedience. And by the way, when you're in a, get this, now you're going to enforce, and I'm going way too long, but I mean, if you're going to enforce some sort of convoluted, you're not allowed to have a wild animal in your house rule, even though it was there 7 years, and he was an international TikTok star. Everybody knew about him. Everybody knew about Fred the Raccoon too. And somehow you're going to enforce that. But basically, every major city inside of New York is absolutely flippantly ignoring federal law by being sanctuary cities. Ignoring ICE detainers to keep rapists and murderers and armed robbers and fentanyl dealers in prisons and jails. They're just ignoring that. But boy, you're going to be real strict and enforce squirrel laws. What a bunch of, I mean, again, these people are not only evil, they're stupid, idiotic, moronic people. All right, so let's delve deep into this now. Robbie Starbuck video. This is the TMZ interview with Peanuts owner. Play it for me.
We just learned that they have euthanized Peanut.
And the raccoon as well.
And the raccoon as well. I am so sorry. This must be really difficult for you.
It not only tears my family apart, but Peanut was the cornerstone of our nonprofit animal rescue. And 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my house for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was sat there like a criminal. After they interrogated my wife to check out her immigration status, then proceeded to ask me if I had cameras in my house, then proceeded to go through every cabinet, nook, and cranny of my house for a squirrel and a raccoon.
They got a search warrant?
They got a search warrant. 4 departments and a judge signed off on a search warrant for a squirrel and a raccoon. And then they took them and killed them.
Why did they go through all that to get a search warrant for an animal that had been with you very safely, and the world witnessed this, for 7 years? Why now suddenly did they show up with a search warrant and take these animals?
We haven't a clue. We don't know who made the complaints. Again, Peanut was an indoor squirrel, not harming anybody. He's been with us for 7 years. Not a single complaint was ever filed for this animal. We had him for 7.5 years. He became the world's most famous squirrel. We weren't hiding him by any means. He was all over TikTok. He became the first squirrel on TikTok to ever hit 1 million followers. He did every news station around the world. He's helped people. He's helped kids gather joy. And then we started a nonprofit animal rescue called Peanuts Freedom Farm to help animals like Peanut fight a good fight when they're in a neglected case or they're sitting in a slaughter auction. And he was the cornerstone of our life and our organization. We used his platform to help raise money for the 300 animals we have at our sanctuary.
One. So just imagine, and again, you got two former cops sitting in the room here, me and Brent, former cops, him Cincinnati, me here locally in Sarasota County. And you can just simply ask him, you can ask me, you ever seen anything like this? No. Nobody cares about this. Why in the world did this ever happen? Because a totalitarian's heart is a totalitarian heart. Is a totalitarian's heart. Kathy Hochul, Letitia James, if you want the United States to be a place where your home can be raided indiscriminately and your animals can be taken out and euthanized for no reason and your kids can be taken to go have their nuts lopped off by the state, then elect Kamala Harris. Elect Kamala Harris. So they get a warrant for this. A judge and a law enforcement official had to swear out and sign a capious warrant for this. I've written many a probable cause affidavit in my life. I can't imagine actually writing an affidavit. You know, on this day, there's a said squirrel lives at the above said address. And then you have 10 to 12 officers raiding this home. And what's really funny is you have Democratic Party activists from TMZ, Harvey Weinstein, who just loves to elect Democrats. Hey, Harvey, somebody send this to Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein, you're going to keep electing? You feel so bad that people are having to suffer underneath the Democratic Party politicians that you vote for? You feel bad for him now? This is what you get with. Name one Republican that would ever do this. Name it. Go ahead. Somebody send it to me. Name one Republican that would ever do anything like this. Republicans, yes, they can be cowards, but they are certainly not demonically evil like this. Why would you kill the squirrel and the raccoon? So they swear out a warrant. 10 to 12 officers go. And what somebody put in the chat here, probably armed to the teeth. You're probably right. Probably armed to the teeth. And 10 to 12 officers, you can't go there with two. 10 to 12 officers for a squirrel and a raccoon? What's the threat? What's the threat? They don't allow him. Then they have to escort him to the bathroom because they're there for 5 hours. They didn't allow him to feed his animals. So they're arresting. I mean, they're euthanizing these animals and not allowing animals to be fed for 5 hours. And then here, one of the coup de grace of all of this is they actually interrogate his wife and check into her, Aaron, get this, immigration status. In New York State, they don't give two craps about anybody's immigration status unless you're a squirrel or raccoon owner.
Right.
And they interrogate his wife and then make sure they check into her immigration status. I thought it was a sanctuary state. I thought you just let them in by the thousands every month, which they do, and don't check on anybody from Honduras. They don't check on anybody from China. They don't check on anybody from Mexico, from Ecuador, from Venezuela, from Colombia, from Russia, from anywhere else. They don't check on anybody, but they check on Peanuts' owner immigration status. Unbelievable. So here's what his house looked like post-invasion. Play it for me.
The officer opened the back of the toilet to see if I was hiding something in there. That's to find a squirrel. Let somebody come in here and do this to your house and keep it like this. I actually have broken soap bottles on the ground. I have a stain on my ground. This is to find a squirrel. This is to find a squirrel. This is to find a squirrel. You see that? That's that. See that? Do you see this, guys? You see that? You want to tell me that that's acceptable? This is the destruction that these people left in my house. So if you guys want to explain to me how this wouldn't devastate you, I have never been in trouble with the law whatsoever. There's another suitcase that came out of the closet. I don't have anything else to show you guys because the mind-blowing thing is the only places that they fucking destroyed was my room. The only things they destroyed were my room. They raided my house for a squirrel and a raccoon.
One.
Sorry about that, Christian Television Network. We missed an F word. Really do apologize for that. But anyway, so why would there be broken soap bottles? Were they searching inside the soap bottle for the raccoon, for the squirrel? And this is just totalitarians being Nazis. That's what it is. This is a Nazi invasion. It's a Nazi raid. The very people that call you and I Nazis are the Nazis, and they're calling us Nazis on purpose to impugn our character. Yes, that is exactly what's going on. The Nazis are calling you Nazis to impugn your character, even though they themselves are Nazis. And Aaron was saying, this is just so outlandish. It's so over. But what in the world is going on here? You can simply issue the man a notice to appear. And he could. This guy who's never been in trouble with the law in his life is not going to show up. So here's Elon Musk breaking 9/11. Here's Elon Musk on Joe Rogan talking about this. Play for me.
That squirrel thing in New York.
Thing, so here's the thing about the whole squirrel thing is that how can it be that we live in America, supposedly land of the free, and the government can barge into your home with guns? So if you resist, you're going to get shot. And then take your pets and execute them. And if they can do that to your pets, what do you think they can do to you?
There you go. Now that's the richest man in the world he knows that if Trump loses this election, they're going to try to prosecute him or litigate him into financial or even freedom extinction. He knows that. He knows that. They know. He knows they're going to come out because that's what they do. And it's just amazing to me that anybody would ever vote for these people because it's very easy delineation. Would you ever see this in a Republican state? No, you never see this. You'll see stupid things, but you would never see this totalitarian Nazi behavior of raiding somebody's home for 5 hours with a warrant, interrogating his wife, not allowing him to feed his animals, not allowing him to go to the bathroom with 12 officers, having a warrant to raid a home for a squirrel. You never see this in a Republican area. So go to the next one for me. So here is the woman that is responsible. This is not the complainant, but this is the woman who's responsible for the death of the two animals. This New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Yeah, and again, what does this have to do with conserving the environment? Can anybody explain that to me? And again, you know, DEI hires, here we are, DEC, right there almost, DEC congratulates Captain Karen Pressler, another Karen. The complainant's also a Karen. That's weird, isn't it? The first woman ever to serve as director of our Division of Law Enforcement. Yeah, make sure you get the DEI hire. And when you hire unqualified people, they sign death warrants for raccoons and squirrels. Under the name of environmental conservation, a 26-year veteran of DEC, Praslick, has earned many accolades, including leading DEC special operations unit, what, to assassinate squirrels? So there you go. Now here's the thing. One more video on this and we'll move on. And for me, though, I'll be honest with you, I could do this for 3 hours. I could just pull this apart for 3 hours. I really could do it. But Lucy video, this is the group that killed the squirrel and the raccoon. Play it for me. We gotta take the power back. We gotta take the power back. One. All right, so I was wrong on the complainant's name. Her name is Monica, not Karen. I must have confused it with Karen Priestlick. But anyway, so there you go. And again, this is why Trump must be president. If they're willing to do this, to invade somebody's home, it's just like they're willing to put people in prison for 3, 4, 5 years for standing outside of an abortion clinic. In the UK, get this now, they are now arresting people and prosecuting people for thinking outside of an abortion clinic. Tom, that's hyperbolic. It's not hyperbolic. It's absolutely true. Google it right now or DuckDuckGo it right now, whatever you want to do, whatever search engine you want to use. But if you stand outside and pray in your mind outside of an abortion clinic, you can be arrested. And you're like, well, that's the UK. How are we any different except we're a little less extreme heading towards that extreme? And the way that it works in the United States is because we're a federalist system, the blue states go extreme first, i.e. COVID, lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, Excelsior passes inside of NYC. They go extreme first. Banning speech. Elon Musk being sued in California. Political memes being outlawed in California until it's overturned by the Supreme Court. You see the blue states go extreme first. They will become the UK quicker, of course, than any red states will, which is why we need to be a federalist system. And all of us need to, the best that we are able, pull all of our money and all of our business interests out of blue states. And by the way, there's not too many. There really isn't that many extreme blue states. There aren't that many. We can do business without them. We don't need them. Like California's got 40 million. You still don't need them, folks. And they're bankrupt, crime-ridden, feces-ridden, used needles, hypodermic needles, ridden. We don't need those people. All right, so let's move on. Just a really sad deal. And again, there's a nice little homage to Peanut and Fred in the post game. Everyone's got to make sure you stick around and watch. It's a great video. It's put together. It's only like 40 seconds long, but it's really good. All right, let's move on to the polls. John, what I call it's the poll section of the show. Talking about where we are at, where Donald Trump is in the election. John Frederick's video breaking, President Trump is surging. Play it for me.
I dressed up like I work for Kamala's campaign, and now I'm going to deliver.
Wrong video, guys. Okay, that's not even in the regular show. So John Frederick's video, breaking President Trump surging. Look for it in Telegram for me. Is that the next one after this one? All right, play Benny Johnson first while we look for it. Just go to the next one. Play it for me. Go.
Yo, so we just got kicked out of a Kamala rally here in Tampa. Live in Tampa. We were doing nothing. We're doing nothing. We're both Tampa voters, Tampa taxpayers. We got invited. And we walked inside. We weren't harming anyone. But as soon as we walked inside, and the staffers, we have invites and everything. As soon as we walked inside, staffers like swarm us, right? Start harassing us and then call the cops on us. We were doing nothing. This is your party of free speech. This is your party of freedom and liberty and diversity. This is your part of a party of open-mindedness. Yeah, got it. By the way, sucks to be them because the room is not even close to half filled for Hillary Clinton here, official Kamala event. There was a graveyard in there. And so they needed the bodies, actually. They should have been smart and just let us be, because they needed the actual bodies. But they couldn't tolerate our presence. You want to know what real fascism is? If you want to know what actual true soy boy, beta cuck, low T energy is, it's the like sniveling, shaking little staffers that are running around. They love the cops when they want to kick us out. And then they've been doing nothing but taking photos of us from here. So we walked up to the window to give them a good shot. Anyway, that's our 5 minutes inside of a Kamala event today. The party of freedom.
Hey, just do me a favor, guys, too. Just put that, the one that we just played, just side by side when you can. Just let it roll. Fast forward it by about 30 seconds if you can and put it side by side when you get a second. But anyway, so there you have Benny Johnson. So he actually gets invited to this Kamala event, but it's actually Hillary Clinton as the speaker. Did you see all the people that were in there? Folks, you can't win elections like that. And if you saw the room there, and right now we're technically suffering right now, so we're not able to do what we need to be doing right now as a podcast. But anyway, if you saw that room, they had 150 people there, 150 people in a Hillary event. Hillary Clinton, former presidential candidate, former frontrunner. Remember, Trump had 0% chance of beating her. She can't fill a room full of 150 people. She has 150 people. Look, you saw that room. That was them. That was at full capacity. You're not going to win. There's no way to win that. They're getting the picks going right there. So you cannot win a presidential. There's nobody. Look at this, folks. There's nobody there. There's absolute. Look at that. There's nobody there in these events. This is the Hillary Clinton event. Look at this. There's nobody in there. This is a very, look at this. This is a small auditorium. There's nobody there. This is not even half the size of my church auditorium right here. It's not even half the size. Our church auditorium can hold about 1,000 people. This isn't even half that size. They got nobody in it. This is Hillary Clinton. You cannot win. Just keep running that, guys. You cannot win an election like this. Donald Trump goes anywhere and everywhere. Has no Megan Thee Stallion, has no Beyonce, has nobody from Hollywood, and has 30, 40, 50,000 people. 30, 40, 50,000 people. And they can't, and this is Hillary Clinton, and she can't even fill up basically a conference room at a Hilton. And they're going to claim that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. It's all election fraud. Now listen, of course, you're like, well, we know we're going to win this election. I believe we're going to win the election, too. But make sure that you go out and vote. If you haven't voted yet, don't assume we're going to win. There was a Seltzer poll coming out of Iowa that had Kamala win in Iowa. Just so you know, you don't think this is over because it's not. But the only way, we have to outvote the cheat. That's the thing. We have to make it so overwhelming. And it appears that the Trump strategy is to win the East Coast immediately. That's where they're surging. That's where they're putting all their effort and all the money in, so that it gets called early, so we don't have to deal with the crap from all these other states. So it gets called early, because it should be called early. We are actually never losing elections. You're like, you're telling me, Tom, that Romney didn't lose to Obama? Listen, I can't say that definitively, but I'm telling you, in the Trump era, we're not ever losing any elections. It's been election fraud for forever in the Trump era. We are not losing because the places where Donald Trump goes, the places where J.D. Vance goes. Let me show you that. Go right to the next one for me, Brent. Don't worry about the one we couldn't find yet. We may go back to one. Yeah, just side by side that. Here is J.D. Vance. This isn't even Donald Trump. This is J.D. Vance. Eric Doherty video. It's titled, "What is Happening in New Hampshire?" Folks, this is like the early morning hours in New Hampshire, where Donald Trump is leading allegedly by one vote. I mean, by one point, which, by the way, is fraudulent. I'll tell you why that is in just a second. But Nate Silver came out, and I'll tell you why these one-point margins that you're seeing are fraudulent. But anyway, so this is J.D. Vance. Donald Trump isn't coming to this rally. Only J.D. Vance is. And look at this line. Hillary Clinton couldn't get a tenth of this line. Hillary Clinton couldn't get a 50th of this line. We just, look at this. It never ends. Where does it ever end? I just showed you. She couldn't fill a conference room at the Hilton. And the vice presidential candidate has people waiting in line at 6 o'clock in the morning to get into his rallies. So, I mean, there's no way we lost in 2020. There's no way that it was even close in 2016. We didn't lose any elections in 2022. It's all massive fraud. It is all massive fraud. Just on the, I actually started off my message yesterday at church with this. And Foundation Church, it's all Bible, Bible, Bible. But you know what? I'll mix in politics anytime I feel like it. And I started off my message yesterday. Nate Silver came out. I mean, they're talking about a leftist pollster who occasionally pukes out some balanced stuff, but you can bring it back to me. So Nate Silver comes out and says, you know what? All these polls that you're seeing are actually fraudulent. He called out left, not right-wing polls. And by the way, there shouldn't be right-wing or left-wing. And we know that some, the people that, like Rasmussen and Trafalgar, they're right-wing people, but they don't run right-wing polls. Their polls are always accurate. And the left-wing polls never are accurate. And that's what Nate Silver was calling out. He's saying it's impossible for anybody to have a one-point lead. There's never a one-point margin. He says basically Trump is up by 10 points everywhere. Where he's up by one, he's up by 10. That's Nate Silver saying that. And Nate Silver hates Trump. Hates us, hates you, hates me. But he has to acknowledge what's true, because if he wants to have a job after this, that's why you see like Frank Luntz actually come out and tell the truth sometimes, because he actually wants to continue to have some sort of job with his ridiculous hairpiece and all that he wears all the time. He looks absolutely ridiculous. You know, these guys wear hairpieces and they're jet black. Come on, you know. But anyway, so it's all just fraud. And we're not losing. I mean, we haven't been losing. It's all been fraud. All right, back to our one video we couldn't find earlier. John Frederick's video, breaking, Trump is surging in Pennsylvania. Play for me.
Right now, the Pennsylvania Democrats' firewall has collapsed. Firewall is the number of early mail-in ballot lead that they have. Remember, in 2020, it was 1.1 million. When Fetterman beat Oz, it was 800,000. Right now, they got a 409,000 vote lead. They needed 750. That was their goal. Then they said they got to have at least 500. They're not going to meet that. Yesterday, their numbers collapsed. It stopped coming in. So instead of getting 750 or 500, which now they're saying they absolutely need to get to a 500,000 vote lead in Pennsylvania with mail-in ballots in order to even be competitive here, they're not going to reach that, folks. They have 409 right now. They are, get this, 700,000 mail-in early votes behind where they were same time 2020. They're 350,000 behind where Fetterman was over Oz in just 2022. That was only 2 years ago. This is turning into a disaster for the Democrats. Trump well on his way to winning Pennsylvania now with these numbers. That's why he's coming to Pittsburgh tonight, where we are. Now, North Carolina poll out just a few hours ago. East Carolina University trends more of a liberal poll. They've got Trump up over 50% now in North Carolina, 50 to 48. Let me give you even bigger news in North Carolina. Early voting. Trump is actually, Republicans are actually winning now. They're ahead in early voting in North Carolina. That's never happened in the history of early voting in North Carolina. Republicans are ahead. African-American turnout in Charlotte and Raleigh and some of their key areas is way down. Same thing in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. It's way down. They're not getting the black community out. And we got polls saying up to 25 or 30% of those are going to vote for Trump. This is turning into a rout.
It is a rout. There's no way they win outside of fraud. Make sure everybody votes or we won't be too big to rig. So normally, Pennsylvania at this time has about 700,000 Democrats that have voted. Right now, they have 409. They said we have to have, they actually have more than 700,000. They have to have, they start off with, we have to have 700,000 people or we won't be able to outvote the Republicans. We have to have 700,000 early votes. They usually have more than that. I believe that I read, they normally have about 1.1 million, but they had to have 700,000. Then they lowered it when they saw bad things were going. All right, we had to have 500,000. And now they got 409,000. So 100,000 of their second adjusted minimal amount of voting that they needed. There's no way they win. Donald Trump, there's no way they win. It's all lie. Listen, I'm just telling you. And this isn't the only one either. There's other states where you're talking about they are 300,000-400,000 votes less than they were in 2020. They can't win unless they massively cheat. We need to be watching all the Podestas of the world. The next part here, election fraud, the Jamie Raskins of the world, the Election Integrity Project, and all these different things. They've got other various projects going out there, Project 65, to eliminate Donald Trump's attorneys. But listen, the good thing about it is this Trump election, like 2016, with Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon running the show, they did great. I mean, those people were warriors. The 2020 team sucked. I'm just being honest with you. They sucked. I mean, there's various names I could throw out there, but they sucked. This team that they've got this year, they're good. You got Laura Trump. Remember back then you had Ronald Romney McDaniel running the RNC for our 2020 re-election of Donald Trump campaign. Ronald Romney McDaniel, globalist Ronald Romney McDaniel, was running this. Basically, that's like having a Jewish community center run by Adolf Hitler. You're going to have Ronald Romney McDaniel running Donald Trump's re-election campaign from the RNC. That's why she's been replaced with Laura Trump. They've got a huge litigation war chest ready to go. Source Mike Benz. They have it. They're ready to go. They have everybody on the ground. That's why you're not seeing anything right now. Everybody's on the ground. You have to give credit where credit is due, because I talked about if we don't fix the four things, remember the four things? We have no message, no money, establishment, Republicanism, and election fraud. If we don't fix those four things, we're going to lose. Got money, got the message. Establishment Republicans are now campaigning for Kamala Harris, committing political suicide, committing political career suicide. Liz and Dick Cheney and all the rest of the idiots out there doing it. You know, the Anthony Scaramucci's of the world, all the rest of the Romney's of the world, and all those people that are actually campaigning for Kamala Harris, even though Romney's not technically campaigning for Kamala Harris, Liz Cheney actually is, along with Adam Kinzinger, who's campaigning for another Democrat running for Senate. But these people are, imagine being, calling yourself a Republican, and you're campaigning for people who slaughter the unborn, you know, at conception, anytime during the 9 months of being pregnant, and then in the birth canal, and then after the baby's born, i.e. 8 babies killed after birth, alive in the state of Minnesota under Timmy Walz, Tampon Tim. Imagine calling yourself a Republican and campaigning for people who slaughter the unborn and the born right after they're born. Imagine calling yourself a Republican. That's just like wearing the opposite uniform. Say you're like the, I can't use Washington Redskins anymore because the idiots got rid of that name. But anyway, you know, it's like if you're like, you know, New England Patriots and Baltimore Ravens. And you go into the Ravens locker room with a Patriots uniform on saying, I'm a Raven. You can't be a Raven. You've got the Patriot. No. I'm a Raven. No, you've got the Patriot uniform on. No, you're not. And that's exactly how Kinzinger is. That's what Liz Cheney is. They're claiming to be Republicans. They have nothing to do with Republicanism. They have nothing to do with conservatism. They have nothing to do with the Republican platform. They oppose it at every end and then call themselves Republicans. So they're way behind. They can't win. They can't do it. But they'll try to use fraud to do it. Or they're going to do the Raskin thing. They're going to do the 14th Amendment, Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. They're going to try this. And the only way that they can get that done, we'll dive deep into this for a couple minutes. The only way they can do it is if they win Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene press release video, Jamie Raskin admitting on video the Democratic Party will steal the election. Play for me.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in Civil War conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
Now, the odd thing is when you actually trace the heritage of people like Jamie Raskin, Barack Hussein Obama, Kamala Harris, every single one of their fathers was a devout socialist / communist. I mean, you got Kamala Harris's own dad was a communist professor. Jamie Raskin's dad was a Marxist communist. Barack Hussein Obama's parents, deeply connected with the Bush family. The Bush family, deeply connected with the Hinckley family. The Hinckley family who John Hinckley Jr. attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan. The Bush family had dinner with the Hinckley family the night before. This is the world that we actually live in. You look at who is connected to who, it's truly unbelievable. You will find everybody in the mainstream media married to upper level figures in the Democratic Party everywhere. Again, like George Carlin said, it's a giant party that you and I are not invited to. So Raskin, he's talking about if Trump wins the election. Now, remember, he's the one who said that you're an insurrectionist. You're a threat to the democracy. You're a threat to our democratic process if you even question the election. Of course, he's always questioned the election. I believe I have him on video trying to overturn electors. So everything they say that you and I can't do, and when we do it, we're committing a crime, they do far more frequently. We only did it. The only time you've ever seen Republicans actually rise up and really fervently question an election was after 2020. They do it every time. Stacey Abrams still believes she's governor of Georgia. She does. She lost. She lost in what, 16? She lost in 20? And she still thinks, 8 years later, she's never admitted that Brian Kemp actually won that election. But she's not a threat to democracy. She's not facing any criminal charges under Fannie Willis. But if we do it, we're a threat to democracy. It isn't questioning an election the very essence of democracy. So Jamie Raskin's saying that if Trump wins, they're going to somehow invoke Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, and when they do, to not allow him to take the oath of office, take the presidency of the United States, to take office, that'd be the proper term, to take office, because how it works is Congress gets sworn in on the 3rd, and then they certify the election on the 6th. So it really is important that we win Congress, even if it's by one vote, by one person. Hopefully we win at least by one. I'm believing we're going to gain a lot more seats and we won't even have to worry about it. But if somehow the Democrats win Congress, and what most people are projecting as far as the Senate is concerned, but right here the Senate doesn't matter in any of this, is basically the Senate's predicted to either be we'll gain one or two seats or it ends up being a tie again. And if it's a tie, then it's no longer a tie. Basically, if we end up with a tied Senate, then we're going to have a Supreme Court with 17 people on it. Filibuster will be gone, and D.C. will be a state. Puerto Rico will be a state. That's what will happen because there's no way to stop it anymore. So we don't want to lose the Senate. We certainly don't want to lose the House either because the House gets sworn in on January 3rd. Trump doesn't get sworn in until the 20th of January. And then Jamie Raskin, of course, will probably be, he's never actually like the Speaker of the House or the Minority Leader, but he's actually running everything. It's just like Hussein Obama, Susan Rice, Ron Klain, they're actually running the Biden administration. So Jamie Raskin's running the Democratic Party on the congressional floor right now as we speak. And what he's saying is, and again, it's amazing. Where's all the media? Where's all the insurrection talk? Where's the questioning an election is a threat to our democracy talk in the mainstream media? Where is it? There isn't any. There's nothing being said. Nothing. Amazing, isn't it? As Jamie Raskin's saying, if Trump wins, we're going to block him from taking office using the 14th Amendment. All right, let's go to the next one. Mike Benn's video. Are we on the right one here? Yeah, we are. I can tell. The potential coup coordination planning group here is called. Now, they've come up with another name for themselves. Remember, it used to be the Election Integrity Commission? No, let's see. What is it? Transition Integrity Project. That was what Raskin was before. John Podesta was running it. And remember the person that, I just saw this today, that you had the Podesta brothers and the whole Pizzagate thing? The guy who came out and said that all the Pizzagate stuff was a lie, he's been arrested for molesting kids.
Oh.
You can pull that up right now. Pull it up. It's at Amuse on Twitter. But anyway, Mike Benz video, the potential coup coordination, they've come up with another name for themselves. They are now called the State Democracy Defenders Action. So the people, remember now, you cannot be a defender of democracy and even question an election. You have Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State of the state of Michigan, saying that if you question an election as an election certifier, she's, quote, coming after you. So even if you see obvious fraud, you're not allowed to question an election in the name of democracy. So here, this is Mike Benz talking. Here's what the State Democracy Defenders Action Group is going to do. Play for me.
I wanted to ask you about the election and the certification of the Electoral College. Detail what your prediction is and why you think that this will happen.
Well, my prediction is they're going to try it. November 5th, we've got the vote. January 6th, we have the certification of the vote. There's a group that are calling themselves the State Democracy Defenders. This is Norm Eisen, the legal hatchet man for all of this, the guy who drafted 10 articles of impeachment for Trump his first year in office. He's teamed up with Jamie Raskin. Jamie Raskin has said publicly that it doesn't matter who people vote for in November. It doesn't matter. Trump can win 350 electoral votes. It doesn't matter because Congress, under Raskin's initiative, is going to not certify a Trump Electoral College victory because they will cancel out the Electoral College votes. They'll nullify Donald Trump at the 11th hour, 2 weeks before inauguration, on January 6, 2025, by citing Article 3 of the 14th Amendment to argue that Trump is an insurrectionist and so he's therefore disqualified from holding office.
Aaron, see if you can find for me the pick that I have of the 14th Amendment.
Yep, got it.
You got it, yes. Throw that up for me whenever you get a chance. For some reason, I didn't include it in the show. So, you know, one on me, guys. Well, it's actually two because I let an F word, too. So, there you go. But anyway, so there you have it. You have Norm Eisen, who filed all the impeachment impeachment charges. They're not criminal initially, but the impeachment charges against Donald Trump. Now in coordination with Jamie Raskin to try to keep him out of office. And Jamie Raskin says that you can use Article 3 of the 14th Amendment to keep Donald Trump, once elected as president by the Electoral College and probably popular vote, Jamie Raskin believes that you can use the 14th Amendment to keep him from taking office using Section 3. No person shall be a senator, representative in Congress, or elector of president and vice president and hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States, as a member of any state legislature or an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same. Has Donald Trump been engaged in an insurrection? No. Has he been charged with being in it? Has he ever even been charged with insurrection? No. Has he been prosecuted for insurrection? No. Has he been found guilty of an insurrection? No. So how's Jamie Raskin going to do this? Well, if you got Tanya Shuck in there, you can pull it off. That's, you know, he needs a blue judge, blue jury. That's why we must win the Congress. He has no legal ground to stand on at all. But that doesn't matter when you got Tanya Shutkin just waiting to process. I mean, this is a judge, allegedly, an unbiased judge, just like Engeron, just like Judge Engeron, whose daughter raises $10 million, $100 million, $10 million she kept off of the Trump NYC trial. His own daughter. And then he doesn't recuse himself. The man who magically ends up on every Trump trial in NYC, when you're supposed to be choosing out of a pile of 24 judges randomly, you know, ticket out of a hat. That's what's supposed to happen. And the weird thing is, he's not even part of the 24 judges that they do pull that the ticket out of the hat for. He's not even part of that. But somehow he ends up in every Trump trial. That's how they pull this off. Tom, they can't really use the 14th Amendment if the 14th Amendment doesn't, you know, have the verbiage in it to enable Raskin to use it to remove Trump from office or not allow Trump to take office, because there's nothing in the 14th Amendment that gives him the right to do that. Doesn't matter. You got Tanya Shuck in there, a judge. Who's going to stop it? We have to win Congress. The other side of it is, if we don't win Congress, and even if this doesn't work, then all we're going to see is impeachment on day one. And what has to happen is, Trump, when he takes office, you have to basically try to tick off everybody on the left every day, 30 times a day. Fire everybody in the deep state. Fire Jack Smith. Fire every every ambassador from the because he didn't do that, and that cost him in the first administration. Fire everybody who's a rhino. Fire everybody from the prior administration. Fire Christopher Wray. He has to get 4,000 people. He has to get 4,000 people sworn in. A lot of them, most of them, I don't remember how many positions it is that have to be confirmed by the Senate, but most of them don't. And even the positions that have to be confirmed by the Senate, you put in an interim there, put Mike Davis in there, put Cash Patel in there, put Rick Grinnell in there, put flamethrowers in those places, put Mike Flynn there, and then wait for other people to be confirmed. Or they can be like Mike Flynn can in the interim run the FBI while he's waiting to be confirmed as DNI. See what I'm saying? Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's what you need to do. And every day, piss off the left. Piss them off again. Piss them off again. But don't even worry about it. Make it to where there's so much for them to be pissed off about, they can't write a singular story. Because when they write the one story, 10 more stories stack up behind it. That'll piss them off even more. That's how much of a flamethrower, fire breather you have to be in this upcoming election. All right, let's go to the next one. George video. Maricopa County officials just announced bad news for Kamala and the Democrats. Play it for me.
Of those approximately 1.4 million ballot packets, we have sent approximately 27,000 to curing so far. Now, what curing is that's the process by which we attempt to contact the voter if we cannot match the signature. We have cured about 15,000 so far out of that 27,000. We have until 5 calendar days after Election Day in order to cure as many of those as we can.
It looks like the Republicans are going to take some action inside of Maricopa County. It's kind of weird because you got sort of a Democratic county run by Republicans, and the person who used to run or is currently running, and maybe he's actually knowing that he's going to lose his job if he doesn't operate with some integrity, Bill Gates used to run the Republican side of elections inside of Maricopa County. Maybe he's waking up. 27,000 mail-in ballots arrived in Maricopa County with mismatched signatures. How does that even happen? How do you not, because of mass fraud? We've never lost Maricopa County. We've never lost Arizona. We've never lost Nevada. We've never lost Colorado. Yes, we're losing California, New York, and Illinois. We're not losing Oregon. We probably lose Washington. But you know what? We don't lose many of these states. It's mass voter fraud. 27,000 mail-in ballots arrived with mismatched signatures? It's impossible. I could show you my signature. It is the same everywhere. There's no way to mismatch. It's the same on my driver's license as it is when I signed for my ballot on Friday of last week. Same exact signature. There's no way for nobody signs things differently. Everybody signs them exactly the same. If you have mismatched signatures, that means somebody stole somebody's ballot. That's what happened. And what happened was somebody who signed for a ballot, dead or alive, they signed for a ballot. And now the person who voted in that name, their signature does not match the original. What happens with that? Phantom voters, as I've been saying. They're phantom voters where names are just made up with no addresses. You know, Tim Williams, Williams Tim, whatever it may be. And they're just out there in the ether, 218,000 of them that were supposed to be revealed today via court ruling in the state of Arizona, 218,000 phantom voters out there that were registered to voters through their DMV without ever proving that they were United States citizens. So the Democrats can pull from these phantom voters anytime they want. We need 100,000 ballots. We need 100,000 voters. You know, okay, we got Tim Williams and we got Timothy Williams. We have William Thomas. We have Thomas Williams. Just make them up. If you don't require voter ID, then you, how many times can you vote in a day? You could keep walking in to the same polling station every day. I mean, every minute. They're not allowed in the state of California. They're not even allowed to ask you for ID. So they go 27,000 mail-in ballots arrived with mismatched signatures. It's impossible. And 15,000 of them were cured, meaning 12,000 ballots will not be counted unless they're cured. Good. Good. They're finally doing the job in Maricopa County, at least partially. All right, let's go to the next one. Wall Street Apes video. How rigged our United States elections. Voter Rolls, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, America First Legal, Judicial Watch, ACLJ. These are the places that we need to be sending our money to, as well as now the, you know, Trump and real Republicans. Voter Rolls, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch. We've sued. They've sued numerous states to get their voter rolls cleared. Listen to these numbers. Play for me.
You've sued California, settled the case. 1.2 million names removed. New York, settled the case. 450,000 names removed. Pennsylvania, we sent them a warning. One county removed 69,000 names. Many more were removed as a part of a settlement. Kentucky, 500,000 names removed after a consent decree. North Carolina removed a bunch of names. In total, approximately 4 million names were cleaned up in the last year and a half, 2 years, as a result of Judicial Watch's litigation. But we're just not going to stop, because Illinois, their rolls are a mess. California, their rolls, even though LA County removed 1.2 million names, the rest of the state is still a mess. So we've sued there.
And I got so much to show on the podcast tonight. I really do, because this is the title is Why Trump Has to Be President. The border stuff is, and we are having more and more Americans murdered and raped. It's amazing. And imagine being somebody on the left, and you are going to espouse some sort of virtue with allowing 30,000 murderers and rapists in this country, and our American women are being raped and murdered by illegal aliens at exponential rates. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's exactly what's happening. It's basically like every case that you see now is an illegal alien raping an American woman. So what you see, back to Tom Fitton. How rigged are American elections? Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, they've sued the following states and won. They sued the state of California, settled the case, 1.2 million people removed off the voter rolls. They sued the state of New York, 450,000 names were reviewed. These were removed. Again, they leave them on the voter rolls so they can assign a ballot to them for some nefarious Democratic Party agent to fill out for the person that's on the voter rolls. It's the voter rolls of people that have moved away, people that are dead, people, names that were just simply made up. That's how they came up when they shut down the vote counting in 2020 at 3 o'clock in the morning, at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, when they shut it down. And again, I know I've told the story 10 times, and I go to bed, 3 o'clock in the morning, I go to bed, 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I go to bed. And Donald Trump's up by 680,000 votes in the state of Pennsylvania. And they shut down counting at 3 a.m. I get up at 7 a.m. And Donald Trump is now up by only 1,400 votes in the state of Pennsylvania. How do you shut down counting for 4 hours and count the entire time? Voter fraud, manifesting ballots from voter rolls. They have upwards of 600,000-700,000 names to choose from in the state of Pennsylvania. Dead people. Dead people is the sexy thing to talk about. It's far more. It's just made up people. No address, no signature verification, no ID. Just make them up. Again, just make up the name. You know, Tom Yeager, Aaron Yeager, Aaron Lipley. Just make them up. You're like, they couldn't get, yes, why couldn't, ask yourself, why couldn't they do it? What's going to stop them? Josh Shapiro? Go to the state of Michigan? Jocelyn Benson's going to stop them? Wretched Witless is going to stop? Dana Nassel is going to stop them? These corrupt Soros globalists are going to stop them? No, they're not going to stop them. You just make it up. All you got to do is have somebody filling out names on a ballot. It's going to count. I mean, most states in the United States don't require any ID at all to vote. So you could just, Brent and I and Eric could rotate in at one polling place and vote all day. They're not even allowed to ask for ID. They could be sitting there going, didn't we see Brendan here 40 times? Or, yeah, he's already been here 40. This is 47th time in. Can't ask. They have to count the vote. That's democracy. And if you question allowing Brent to vote 47 times at one polling place, if I question that, if I dare question, Jocelyn Benson's going to come after me for not certifying that vote. This is the state of where we really are. And the Secretary of State of the state of Michigan, if an election certifier doesn't certify, she's coming after them, even with obvious signs or evidence of fraud. So they Judicial Watch sues Pennsylvania, and they remove 70,000 names. Kentucky, the little state of Kentucky. Aaron, find the population of the state of Kentucky for me. In Kentucky, you're wondering how Andy Beshear gets elected as governor? Have you ever talked to one outside of maybe Lexington? Have you ever talked to one Democrat that lives in Kentucky? One? How does Andy Beshear, who is left of Hitler, 4.5 million people live in the state of Kentucky. You get this. How does Andy Beshear get elected? Because they hide it. What they do is they have voter generation sites, probably in Lexington, Kentucky. That is the only leftist hub inside of the entire state. Maybe got some in Louisville. But in Louisville, so let's just say Louisville and Lexington. Easy to remember. They both start with L. If you have 500, Judicial Watch had Kentucky remove 500,000 names off of their voter rolls in a state with 4.5 million people living there. That's basically a fifth of the names were removed off of the state. One fifth of the names were removed. This is how they do it. Reminds me of that song. This is how they do it. They got 500,000 names to choose from. They got, you know, Ethel Williams, who's been dead for 57 years. You know, we need Ethel in this election. Trump's close. So they just pull it, put her name down. She votes. And if you question it, you get arrested and you're a threat to democracy. You're like, no, there's got to be something that's, what would, ask yourself. Always ask yourself rudimentary, logical, nonsensical questions. Who would stop it? Who would? The FEC? FEC's not prosecuting ActBlue for what they're doing. I mean, come on, ActBlue, where you have one person donate 5,000 times inside of a two-year period for a total of $102,000, and they're not even looking into that? So that it can appear that you have multiple grassroots givers, even though it's one person giving 5,000 times? Who's ever given 10 times to an election, let alone 5,000 times? Who would have the time to give 5,000 times? And then when OMG actually shows up, O'Keefe Media actually shows up and questions the person, like, I never gave 5,000 times. I gave one time 12 years ago, but they've been credited 5,000 donations to ActBlue. This is not hyperbole. This is exactly what's happened. It's all in the books. And every single one of those fraudulent entries is a felony crime, and the FEC is doing nothing. FBI, where's the FBI? They're going after MAGA moms. Or you know what? Maybe, or you got the state of New York raiding the home to kill a squirrel and a raccoon. 500,000 names for the Democrats, phantom voters, to use anytime they want. North Carolina, they removed a bunch of names. In total, 4 million were cleansed off of their voter rolls. Aaron, give me the population of North Carolina, would you?
Yep.
Los Angeles County alone, 1.2 million names were removed. See, that's how they win. You think we're losing. We're not. We probably wouldn't even lose California. You're not surviving any Kamala Harris signs in California, except for Los Angeles proper. You're not going to find any Kamala Harris signs anywhere in New York outside of NYC itself. 11 million people in North Carolina, and they cleansed 4 million people off the voter rolls. You wondering how they win elections? That's how they win them. They actually have a storage unit, a digital storage unit of names to choose from. That's why they shut down counting in 2020, and they went to that digital storage unit, and they just pulled a bunch of names, filled out their ballots. That's why they were caught. Only voting, they didn't even vote down ballot, just for Biden, 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 Biden. That's has it ever happened before that you win the House and lose the presidency? No, that's never happened. You win 19 out of 21 bellwether counties and lose an election? Does that ever happen before? No. Has anybody ever won the presidency and what? Has anybody ever lost the presidency, lost the presidential election that won both Ohio and Florida? No, but that's how they do it. That's how they do it. And they didn't think they needed to with Hillary. They thought they had it in the bag. That's why they didn't pull the we need to shut down ballots from a water main leak in Fulton County. That there was no water main leak. It was basically a urinal leak. That's what it was. There's no water main leak. There's no leak at all. But you had Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, stacks of ballots, shoving them into the same machines over and over again. And Rudy Giuliani says that he did that. They sue him for defamation. And when... And he has to pay them $48 million when he's only worth $10 million. And the video showing them feeding the same ballots into the same machines over and over again was not allowed to be seen at trial. Sounds just like the Bannon case, the Navarro case, the Flynn case, The Roger Stone case. The Trump case. It's the state of our country right now. It's a dangerous place why Trump must win. All right, Jordan Henry video. Here's California. California is the most corrupt voting system in the U.S. When I, Jordan Henry, voted in Glendale, California today. This is from today. I refused to confirm my information was accurate. But the polling officials still had to trust me and issue a ballot. Watch. Play for me.
Hello. How are we doing?
Can I get the first three letters of your last name?
Yeah, H E N.
And the first three letters of your first name?
J O R. It may be my. That may be correct.
Oh, and your house number?
It may be. Avenues.
Can you confirm your year of birth?
It might be 1985, but it might not.
I'm going to cancel your vote by mail ballot.
Is your birthday 1985?
It might be. I mean, yeah, but it might not be.
Well, what is your birthday?
It's 1985. Okay. I'm just saying it might not be. You can't verify it, but I'm just telling you it is.
Okay, are you you're going to sign an oath? You're okay with
that? Yeah, yeah, I'm going to sign an oath.
That is 1985.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Great.
I just say it might not be. You can't see my ID, right? You could just verify my ID, right?
I mean, I take your word for it. It's California.
Exactly. So might not be.
But if you're
I'll sign my oath.
So I just want to ask a quick question, Susan. She asked him. She's a student, so
I get it. Yeah.
She asked him if his birthday was 1985, and he said it is.
It definitely
and he
is.
He says okay. It might not be.
But it might not be.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Could you want to verify it?
Well, I'm just asking.
So you don't ask them if this is their date. You ask them the year.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
The year.
It's 1985.
It is. Okay.
Then might not be, though.
That's fine. If you're saying it's 1985,
it's 1985.
Sign.
Just might not be. I mean, you can't really verify it.
It checks your signature. So
yeah.
Can you accept?
Accept.
And sign.
This is definitely me, but it might not be. Here we go. Done. Cool.
I love him.
So do you guys verify the signature too that matches the voter ID? The county does? Does it have to match my signature?
Yeah.
What happens if it doesn't match the signature? So they verify it just based on the signature?
I think it's only in weird cases.
With DMV?
Twice.
Uh-huh, okay.
I think it's only in
got it.
Here's your ballot.
Thank you so much. Cool. Any of these?
Yeah, any of those.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, thank you.
I'm watching you guys in the chat. Kep Guy won. I guarantee I am who I am. Clean Sanchez. But anyway.
That's great.
So Matt, he gets issued a ballot. Okay. In the state of Florida, I had to present my driver's license. They matched, of course, my name. I had to verify that's who I was. I had to verify this correct information. They matched my signature before I ever got a ballot. But in the state of California, largest state of the union, 40 million people there, although a couple million have left now. To Texas and Florida. But there, the guy keeps saying, I was born in 1985, but might not be. I am Jordan Henry, but I might not be. He kept saying that, and they were forced to issue a ballot. And remember, he was instigating them. He's saying, you can just check it. You can verify it with my ID. They're not allowed to ask for ID. New laws passed in the state of California. That election work's not even allowed to ask for ID. So you can ask for ID to buy a Budweiser at a racetrack, but not to vote. You have to ask for, you know what happens if you don't ask for that ID and you sell that alcohol? That's a misdemeanor crime. You have to ask for ID to buy tickets for a football game. For any game, you have to get an ID, but not to vote. To buy cigarettes, but not to vote. To get a driver's license, but not to, everything. To get a passport, but not to vote. Amazing, right? And if they asked, they would be violating law. That's why they're all tiptoeing around, because they can't ask. Imagine issuing a ballot to somebody who says, I might be Jordan Henry, but I might not be. I was born in 1985. Then they actually said, so you're saying you were born in 1985. And he goes, yeah, but I might not have been. But you're saying that you are. But I might. Yeah, I am saying that I am. And then he actually said, but you'll sign that you are, that you were. He goes, yeah, I'll sign it. That's what gets you a ballot in California. I can sign to be Sylvester Stallone. I can walk in there. I'm Sylvester Stallone, the Sylvester Stallone. And they would have to issue me a ballot. You're like, Tom, that's hyperbolic. It's not hyperbolic. It is the law in the largest state of the union, in the union, California. I can go in there. I can claim to be Aaron Yeager. I can claim to be Brett. And they will have to issue me a ballot. What about the state of Florida? What are the laws in the state of Florida? Play for me, Brent.
Can you just talk about how to secure elections properly? Because I think an awful lot of people across the country right now are just worried that this system doesn't work. Here in Florida, we know it works, and there's a reason for it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it didn't always work that way in Florida. Kind of what we do is, one, photo ID, two, paper ballots, three, transparency in the votes that are being cast. Now, you can't vote in Florida if you're an illegal alien. We have that, or a foreigner, not just a legal alien. If you're a legal foreigner, you can't vote either. That's in our state Constitution. I instituted this when I became governor. We created an election crimes unit in state government. Foreigners vote, you're going to be prosecuted. If you vote in two different jurisdictions, New York and Florida, let's say, we're going to hold you accountable for that. And then also people that have committed serious criminal offenses. I think you got to have a good framework. And some of these states have horrific framework, but you got to enforce what you have. For example, we ban ballot harvesting. Don't even try to ballot harvest. You know you'll be held accountable, so you don't see.
So the left-stream media will chuckle and laugh. I don't know why Republicans are concerned about illegals voting. Because it's already illegal for an illegal to vote. Well, okay, how are you going to know they're illegal when you don't ask for their ID? Anybody can vote. Not in the state of Florida. And by the way, it's weird because all the states where they don't ask ID, you'd think the process would be faster. And they'd be able to come up with their vote totals the night of the election, right? We've already been warned out of Michigan and Pennsylvania that we can expect days and days, maybe even weeks before we find out. Even in the state of Georgia with Brad Raffensperger, the Republican Secretary of State, who meets with Mark Elias of Perkins Coie in March of 2020 to make it impossible to adjudicate ballots on the night of the election so that they have to certify a fraudulent election. That it could take, because 25% of the state of Florida, state of Georgia, votes from overseas, I'd love to see those numbers. That 25% of the state of Georgia doesn't live in Georgia? But how do you, when they sit there and they chuckle and they laugh and they mock us for saying that illegals vote, and you have 500,000 people removed off of the voter rolls in Kentucky, a state with 4.5 million people? There's a million removed off the voter rolls in Texas. Hundreds of thousands of them were illegals. Because how would you ever know if somebody's an illegal? And not only like that, they could just be a foreigner. They could be here legally in voting. You could be here legally all you want. You can't vote. And Ron DeSantis is like, you know, even if you're a legal foreigner, you even say foreigner around Democrats, they call you a racist. Even though foreigner doesn't assign race to anybody. But anyway. So they have this, what they consider plausible deniability. We're not. We're not causing illegals to vote. We're not signing up illegals to vote. No, we're just giving them a driver's license so they can sign up themselves. And not only that, you don't even have to sign up. In a lot of DMVs, you don't even have to sign up to vote after you get a DL. You're automatically registered to vote after you get a DL that the Democrats give you basically at the border. Or directly at the border, they do give you a Social Security card. And in the state of Texas, all you need is the last four Social Security number and you can vote. But they all claim we're not facilitating illegals to vote. There absolutely are. We're not signing them up to vote. No, you're not signing them up to vote. Specifically signing them up to vote. You're giving them the means to either sign themselves up to vote or be automatically digitally signed up to vote. Here's the countries where voter ID is required to vote. Iceland, Sweden, New Zealand, Denmark, Canada, Ireland, Switzerland, Finland, Australia, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Germany, Austria, Malta, UK, Spain, Mauritius, Uruguay, Japan, Italy. You know which one I'm looking for, Aaron? If Belgium does it.
It's there.
Is it there?
It's on the third, middle.
Oh, there we are.
Under Chile.
Belgium does it.
Hey, Belgium does it.
Belgium does it, yeah. Japan, Italy, France, North, South Korea, Costa Rica, Botswana. Oh, Botswana does it. South Africa, Lithuania, Slovenia, Cyprus, Belgium, Chile, Taiwan, India, Czech Republic, Israel, Estonia, Portugal, basically everybody but us.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be the shining city on a hill of democracy, and we're the only democracy, and some of these aren't democracies, we're the only democracy that doesn't require somebody to prove who they are, to prove that they're a United States citizen before they can register to vote and or vote. Amazing. Truly amazing. All right, 1025, I got to call it. 1,009 people on. Listen, you got to stick around to the post game. I'm just going to pat myself on the back. It's one of the best post games ever. It's one of the best post games ever. You got to stick with it. You got to do it. Matter of fact, see if you guys can throw the one with the guys trying to sign up people or have Democrats sign up to have illegals live with them. Rumble Rants, Kansas Law Dog, $100. Thank you so much, Kansas Law Dog. Thank you. Q13013, $50. Big givers tonight. Nit Sua, $99, $20. Order in the Court, $10. The Matriarch of the Rumble Rant, Tammy L. Margreter, $10. Thank you guys so much for giving in the Rumble, in the Rumble Rants. Thank you guys for in the chat. I've got to communicate with some of you guys on YouTube. YouTube's always banning me. I kind of forget about them. You know, you guys, I love you on YouTube too, but switch over to Rumble. Got to switch over. Just get the, it's just as easy as YouTube. You just hit the app and go on it. And that way you can participate. And I'll see you a lot more. I may get another screen up where I can see who's on YouTube too. Cause we're getting a decent amount of people on YouTube right now.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're not nearly what we have here. I thought we basically have 1,000 on Rumble.
Yeah.
So.
We got 78 on YouTube. Yeah. Right,
it was 78 people on YouTube. Yeah. And that's why I've been banned for years. I haven't been able to do anything on YouTube. As soon as we get done with the show, Aaron erases it off of YouTube. So they don't keep striking us over and over again.
Yeah.
Ban the church for life off of YouTube. Cause I said ivermectin. Yeah, I don't know if you watched the pregame where Cuomo gets called out for calling it horse paste and making fun of Joe Rogan. And it turned out every last thing that he said was wrong and everything that Joe Rogan said was right. And I could get into that, but I'm not going to do it. It's 10:26. So no, I love you guys. Back here tomorrow night. To be honest with you, I have no idea what we're going to do. We're going to be on 9 o'clock. See what the election results are. I'll have some stuff to talk about. Of course, I got a whole stack I didn't even get to tonight. But what we're going to do, it's going to be, you know, there's a lot of other people, you know, going to be live throughout the night. We're not going to go live throughout the night. I don't know how long we're going to stay on. We'll see. But anyway, we'll just play it by ear. But we'll cover it until, you know, our normal time, and we'll see what the deal is on it. And hopefully we'll know a lot by the time we're done with the podcast. But anyway, stick around for the post game. Love you guys. Appreciate you. 1,009 people on right now. 1,009 on right now. I really do appreciate you guys. Stick around for the post game. It's one of the best ones ever. Nice little tribute to Peanut and Fred at the end. It's heartbreaking, but we got to, you know, honor them. I feel like, Tommy, you're crazy for the I am. I love animals. I feel horrible for them. Can't believe they're gone. It's absolutely ridiculous. And that totalitarian is what we have to defeat tomorrow. Go, Aaron.
Just real quick breaking news. Joe Rogan just endorsed Donald Trump.
Holy crap.
Yep.
That's huge.
Yep.
Huge right day before the election. Rogan! Good job, Elon Musk, Rogan. I mean, it's 10:28, but so now you look at Trump's team now. Aaron and Brad, if I forget anybody, think about it. Let's look at Trump's team. So you got Trump, you got Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., Elon Musk, and now Joe Rogan.
Vivek
Ramaswamy. I mean, I think I messed up my fingers. But anyway, that's a team there. I mean, that's a team to run this country right there. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
Ron Paul.
Oh.
Ron Paul is joining Elon Musk for the government efficiency thing.
Oh, Ron. Man, I'm a big Ron Paul fan. Big Ron and Rand Paul fan. Love those guys. It's exciting. Hopefully tomorrow will be what we want it to be. I believe that it will. I'm going on record. I believe Donald Trump's going to win in a landslide. I believe we're going to know early.
Yep.
I hope it's early enough we can be here live. Yeah. I don't cover it. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you. What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you? That you need to receive it. Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness, that would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.